Peace and love, family. Welcome to another episode of Carbon Culture Radio. This is your girl, Akasha, and I appreciate you guys for joining me tonight. So tonight we're going to touch on two things. I'm going to do something new, and I'm going to touch on some things that's going on in the news. We're going to talk about the gun reform, and we're also going to talk about teachers having guns in the classroom with students. Then we're going to, you know, jump back to the Black Love Code relationship status. When is it okay to let go? And I just want to touch on a few things with that. I won't harbor too long on that tip, but we're definitely going to talk about this gun thing. So let's get started. So let me just say this before I even get too deep. I do not agree with teachers having guns in the classroom. And I'm going to tell you why. So let's just think back to Trayvon Martin. 15-year-old Trayvon Martin coming from the store in a hoodie carrying Skittles and an Arizona soda tea. And this grown, fully grown ass man named George Zimmerman decides that he's going to approach Trayvon because he feels like Trayvon has no business in his neighborhood, right? And because Trayvon is taken back by this man approaching him, you know, of course his attitude is probably like a little like, what the fuck you want? Why are you talking to me? Like, dude, go on some fucking word that shit. This man decides that he's now afraid of Trayvon. A child. Trayvon Martin, a child. A 15-year-old child. And decides that he's going to attack Trayvon. Unarmed Trayvon. And then he shoots Trayvon. And kills him. Now, let's think about this. Let's fast forward to the last couple of years. To where the police have been shooting children and unarmed black men and black women. Let's just think about this. And let's see what their excuse is. They feel threatened. They are afraid. So, do you think it would be wise to give teachers who deal with children, disrespectful, disorderly children all day, guns with our black children? Do you think that would be safe? They would be shooting children in school, in the classrooms, saying that they felt threatened. In these classrooms are with these children who some of them, yes, are bigger than the teachers. And so what? That's not an excuse. I'm small. I'm very petite. And that's not an excuse for me to start shooting people, regardless of what race or ethnicity they might be, because they might be a little bit bigger than me. So we just really need to think about things instead of following what media say or acting off of fear. Because that's what they do. They act off fear. They're going to shoot your child off of fear. You're going to put them in a position to shoot your child out of fear due to your fear of something that doesn't even really exist. How many black schools really get shot up? How many black schools, how many black kids are going into schools shooting up schools? Exactly. So we really need to pick our battles. Everything that's going on in the media is not our fight. We don't have to try to sound smart or intelligent by getting involved in their conversations. Those are their issues. We have a slew of issues that we need to deal with as a people. than to be worried about what's going on in the fucking suburbs or some small town with a population of 10 fucking black people than to be worried about that shit. We have our own things that's going on. So as far as that, we don't need to be giving these teachers no guns for our children to be shooting our children. We don't need to be involved in gun reform because for the simple fact that they are shooting our children. They are shooting our men and our women. They killed Cedric Bland and Corrine Gaines. Let's not forget these names, people. Let's not forget these people that they done choked out on the side of the road and, you know, came in Corrine Gaines' house and shot her son. Intentionally shot her son. 6-year-old, I think he was. Someone like, people think. Stop being led by the media. Strung along by your emotions, your fear of something that doesn't even exist, that doesn't pertain to you. It doesn't pertain to you. These are their problems. We have our own problems to deal with. We don't need to give. First of all, I want to say this. If you study the Black Christian codes, you know, we a lot of our people have guns and they have CCLs and, you know, they get away with that, you know, like they get that pass, you know. But if they ever wanted to, they can implement that. And say, well, technically, you are not allowed to have this. So gun reform don't really have nothing to do with us either. So let's just keep quiet on that. Like, these are their issues. These are their issues. We have to focus on what pertains to us. We have to focus on what pertains to us. One of my Facebook friends said, and I kind of agree with him. He said it like in an extreme way. So, but I will say it how he said it. He was like, anybody who is for gun reform is pretty much a slave. And because they want to be at the complete mercy of the government. And the masters who was killing them. They want to be defenseless against them. Wow. That is powerful though when you think about it. Like when you know that the system is already shitty. The government is just foul and fucked up. And you want to completely be defenseless against them. You want to take the right of being able to bear arms and protect yourself. Like, do y'all think, and not you per se, I'm just saying like in general, for anybody who was thinking about this gun referral thing as being something positive or a good thing, somebody who was thinking that maybe the teachers having guns in the classroom was going to be a good thing. Like, no, it's not. It's absolutely horrible, all these ideals that they're throwing out there. We never benefit from anything that they try to do. We don't benefit from it. We lose every time. And so we need to just start focusing on our problems. And I know I sound repetitive saying that, but it's true. Black Panther made over $700 million at the theaters in a week. And that's awesome because that shows that we do support our own and that the hoods are not as poor. Black people are not as poor as we are told. And hopefully we can take that same power and put it into building our own communities, building our own schools, hospitals, government, things like that. Those are our, that should be our focus. We should be ready to protect our own children, the next generation, our future, our legacies. These are things, these are words that we need to focus on. So, with that being said, that was it for the news. We're gonna transition over to the relationship. I hope that you guys really got something out of that. I hope that it was thought-provoking and just a good word for y'all. Because I'm going to use this analogy when it comes to the to what we've been going through since civil rights and Jim Crow and the Freedom Riders. And I'm gonna just say this. So since slavery, quote unquote slavery, we felt like they hated us, right? You know, we know who the they is. I don't have to say it, right? So we felt like they've hated us due to all the horrible things that they did to our ancestors, you know, throughout history. So we felt like they hated us. And they shown us and they told us that they hated us. But now, and you know, and it was okay because when you are defenseless, like they had the law set up in their favor, like, you know, during civil rights and Jim Crow, like you couldn't do anything to one of them. Like they would hang you. They will lynch you. They will burn you in the street if you dared even look at one of them the wrong way. So they'll call you out your name. They'll tell you that you're stupid, that you're ugly, and that they hate you, and that you and don't you wish that you were one of them? Like, they'll say things like this. But now, they don't talk like that no more. They might think it. They might talk like that behind closed doors amongst each other. But now it's all smiles. It's mum. They're very mum when it comes to us. And we can't trust that because actions speak louder than words. And they ain't really saying too much. They're not really saying too much of nothing. They, you know, some of them talk that together shit, but proof is in the pudding. And I'm going to talk on that. I'm going to talk about that in another episode, you know, because you can't talk about ending racism if you're not putting in the footwork to actually do it. Like, they not about that life, you know. It just sounds good. They give people these feel good words. So, but I'm not gonna touch on that tonight. But they just feared us, you know. They didn't fear us. They hated us. They didn't fear us because we couldn't really do anything at that time. But now, due to media, you know, TV, music, and now we have social media. You know, at first they put out movies to show us in like a bad light. You know, and for the most part, they people thought that it was just entertainment. Like, oh yeah, like, well, the black people I know don't act like that, you know. I got some pretty cool black people around me. But then they got World Star. They got Facebook, Instagram. And now they see your kids, black children, out here beating the dog shit out of each other with weapons, hanging out cars, just acting all, I don't even know the word for it. And they said, well, these are real life people acting like this. I thought that those was only movies and videos that showed them acting like that. I didn't think they really acted like this. So now that they have proof that you act like this, oh, now they're scared. Not only do they hate your ass, but now they fear you. So let's use this analogy. A spider. A snake. Because these are two things that people are mostly like afraid of. Especially like spiders. Snakes. Spider crawling around. You know, spiders bite. Some of them poisonous. But even if it's not poisonous, you don't want to get bit by a spider because they leave big ass bumps on you and they hurt and all that shit like that, right? Or a mosquito too, you know? So, are you gonna let the spider or the mosquito live to eventually come and bite you? Because you know that's what they're gonna do, because it's in their nature to do that, right? You know that that's what they're known for doing, is biting your ass. So when you see a spider in your house, are you gonna not kill it to give it a chance to come and bite you? Or are you gonna kill it instantly as soon as you see it? That's what black people are to them. We are like spiders crawling on the fucking wall. And when they see us, you know what time it is. So, and some people might be like, oh no, that's extreme. No, it's not, that's not true. Yes, it is. Not for all of them, but for majority, yes. And that's why we're in the atmosphere that we're in right now, because it's very, very real. You can be in denial all you want, but the truth is obvious. So we just gotta, you know, we don't want to give them more ammunition by putting guns in the classrooms and saying, yeah, you know, my child is in the public school system with the teacher 8 hours a day, and I know my child has a smart mouth. I know my child is disrespectful and doesn't listen, but I'm going to send my child to school with this teacher who has a gun in a license to kill. Come on now, people. Y'all smarter than that. Gotta be. So anyways, I'm going to move on. I got stuck on that again. I don't even really want to talk about the relationship thing. But let me just say this. When is it okay to let go? If you don't have children with somebody and a person is not respecting you, respecting your mind, your body, your spirit, it is okay to move around. Maybe that person is just not for you. Maybe you guys are just not for each other. I would not be unhappy. And this is just me personally. I wouldn't be unhappy with somebody who I don't have children with. I wouldn't get headaches over somebody who I don't have children with. I would instantly move around. I mean, not instantly. Like, I would try to make it work. But I will only make it work so long. And if a person kept showing me that they are who they are, because when somebody show you who they are, believe them. And that's it. That's all. And that's something I had to learn the hard way. It's like, especially when you're older now, like, when somebody is young, they have to grow into being who they are. But, like, once you get into, like, your mid-20s, it's like, you are who you are. You are who you are. Now, this is for women. I don't know, like, with men, you know. You think men mature a little later on down the line, but women mature faster than men. And that's what I said by, like, the age 25. I mean, like, women, we love love. We love love. We look for it. We are, like, for the most part, like, I'm old-fashioned. And I know that it's still some women like me, like, a lot of women, like, a lot of the women that I see now, it's like changing the paradigm for hopeless romantics like myself. And I feel like those women don't deserve good men. They don't. But they are the ones who attract the good men, and then they mess it up for good women. And so we need to start, you know, that's why I said it's okay to let go. If you don't have children with somebody, don't stay in it. Don't stay in it. Whether it's a male or a female, do not stay in it. Try to make it work. And I, you know, after so many times, you got to let it go. Because a person, they are who they are. They are who they are. People are people. And if they can't respect you after talking to them, then they're not going to. And that's just my perspective. So, if you guys have any feedback on anything that I've talked about tonight, I would greatly appreciate it. If you agree with me or disagree with me, if you have anything to add to it or whatever, I would appreciate it if you just reach out to me via my inbox on Facebook. You can leave me a comment or a message on here. You could just, you know, let me know your thoughts. I would definitely appreciate it. So, once again, this is your girl, Akasha, and I thank you for tuning in to Carbon Culture Radio. Until next time, peace, love, and light. Ashe.